Expert Series, sponsored by Sparrow Sports Medicine and Sparrow Michigan Athletic Club. Let's talk with Dr. Michael Shingles. He's the head orthopedic surgeon for the Michigan State men's and women's basketball team. I've heard Dr. Shingles' name mentioned hundreds of times, never had the opportunity to meet him, but glad to talk to you. Dr. Shingles, how are you?
Good. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well. Let's talk about ACLs. I've never had that injury. I had a torn meniscus, partially torn, and Dr. Covan sent me to the folks at MSU Sports Medicine. I did not have surgery. That injury healed on itself, which was very comforting to me, Dr. Shingles, because I was told by another physician that I was going to need major knee surgery and I couldn't play basketball anymore. But we really need to see the experts when it comes to knee injuries, especially ACL.
Well, ACLs are one of those injuries when you tear your anterior cruciate ligament that there's not much of a decision on whether you should or should not play on it, because playing on an ACL injury usually results in more injuries such as a meniscus and cartilage damage. So that's one that should definitely be checked out by a specialist in sports medicine.
There's a pretty high-profile athlete at Michigan State from the men's team who had to retire from playing basketball because of knee issues. Did he have ACL challenges?
Actually, his ACLs are solid. He was dealing more with arthritis at a very young age from a high school injury, and then part genetics, part bad luck, and part a lot of hard work and wear and tear over the years from a very young age. And unfortunately just caught up with him a little bit. Mm. He just made a very difficult decision that to hang up his basketball shoes and focus on some other things and preserve his knees so he can have less pain with his knees down the road.
How do athletes tear their ACLs?
ACLs are usually hyperextension injury. They're usually non-contact injuries, very common in cutting pivoting sports. For men athletes, it's usually football or contact sports that cause it. For female athletes like soccer and basketball, it's usually non-contact cutting pivoting sports. Often it's not much of anything, the actual injury. It seems like it at the time, but it's just the knee being in the wrong position with the wrong forces going across it.
How successful are ACL reconstructive surgeries? How close can these athletes get back to being 100%?
Well, certainly at the high school level and below that, and I would say even the college level, you know, we usually tell athletes the bad news when they tear their ACL is that they're done for a while. But the good news is there's around a 95% success rate at returning them to their pre-injury level of competition, which is pretty good for a surgical procedure. In the pros, when you're using 99% of your potential and you have an injury like that, the statistics aren't as good. But you've certainly seen a lot of guys in the pros come back from ACLs and be successful.
Is there anything that we can do to prevent ACL injuries?
Well, that's a great question. It's almost an epidemic for female athletes in high school for basketball and soccer with these injuries. And there are programs in order to help prevent ACL injuries that actually have been shown to work quite well. They're jumping programs that train your body how to react to ground forces. And if you do that program with due diligence, then you should be able to help prevent ACL injuries. And a lot of the high school trainers, certainly at the college level, they do that.
Did you just mention that female athletes at the high school level playing soccer and basketball have more of these? Why is that?
There's a lot of theories to why female athletes are 6 to 8 times more likely to tear their ACL than male athletes. And again, the main theory that I think is probably the case is just the way they react when they jump and land, just a slight difference in how their hamstrings and their quads fire and in what order they fire compared to their male counterparts probably predisposes them to higher incidence of ACL injuries.
All right, Dr. Shingles, before I let you go, I've got 8 and 10-year-olds. They're 4-sport athletes. Anything I can do to help them keep their knees and their ACLs injury-free or at least strengthen them?
Yeah, I think the main thing with young athletes, especially when they're good athletes and they're playing multiple sports, think, A, multiple sports are sometimes better to give the knees or different joints a break, and then to take a break from sports, not go necessarily all year long, camp after camp, after season after season. What we're seeing is a lot of more adult injuries in our young kids by the time they get to the college because they played so much of their sport. So it's important to train them and have them do what they love and get to the point where they're able to compete at a high level. But it's also important to give their joints a break, have some seasons off to do some other activities.
I don't know if my kids would take seasons off, but what I try to do is give them a couple weeks in between sports. Is that a good idea?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Dr. Shingles, appreciate your time. Thank you, sir.
Oh, my pleasure.